this was a real fight.
Visitors to the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. seem to have a checklist of what they want to see. Here at the National Air and Space Museum, people typically start off at the Apollo 11 capsule that flew to the moon. Then it's off to the Spirit of St. Louis that carried Charles Lindbergh across the Atlantic. For many, the next stop is upstairs.
See that guy right there?
Yeah.
He sat there and he turned on the engine and he rode on that little tiny runway thingy.
Well, we're very fortunate here to have the first airplane, the original 1903 Wright Brothers airplane.
Peter Jacob is chief curator at the museum, and the Wright Brothers are his specialty. He even got his PhD by researching them. The Wright Brothers airplane, with its tan canvas wings and wooden frame, is sometimes called the Kitty Hawk, but experts like Jacob say it goes by the less flashy name of the Wright Flyer. We're standing just a few feet away from it.
And we always have to kind of emphasize that it is the real thing because there are a number of reproductions in other museums around the United States. So when people come here, they really get to come face to face with the real thing.
Okay. Wright Brothers, really thinking about flying.
Mark Weinstein is a volunteer tour guide at the National Air and Space Museum. Today's group hears not only about the gee whiz factor involved in the Wright Brothers' first flight, but also that Orville and Wilbur wanted to make money at it.
They want to be first. Now, they want to be first for two reasons. One, they want to be the first people to fly. There's no question about that. And second of all, these guys are businessmen. They want to change the sign over the door from the Wright Bicycle Company to the Wright Airplane Company, and they want to build and sell airplanes.
The Wright brothers made their famous flight at the Outer Banks of North Carolina in 1903. By 1910, they were building and selling their airplanes. Jacob says the purchase price included the aircraft as well as piloting lessons from a member of the Wright Brothers exhibition team.
And to create the exhibition team, they had to get a stable of flyers. And they went down to Montgomery, Alabama in March of 1910 and were there until the early part of May and trained the first five flyers who would be the exhibition pilots for the Wright exhibition team.
In other words, the Wright brothers helped create civil aviation, and they did it in Alabama.
Check, check, check. Test 1, 2. Hey, hey. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be starting our program in about 5 minutes. If you can make your way to your seats, please.
Dignitaries and onlookers grabbed what shade there was in Montgomery's mid-morning heat as the city remembered its connection to the Wright brothers. The event included a master of ceremonies and, of course, an opening joke.
Mom always told me, two wrongs do not make a right. And then she'd ask me, son, do you know what two rights make? I'd shake my head, and she'd say an airplane.
But it was 103 years ago, around this time, that civil aviation started in the world, right here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Mayor Todd Strange helped cut the ribbon on Wright Brothers Park. It overlooks Maxwell Gunner Air Force Base, where Orville and Wilbur's flight school once stood. If you ask Amanda Wright Lane, the event went great.
Oh, they would have been thrilled about this dedication. And the brothers were really serious about, you know, training American pilots.
And in case you were wondering, Amanda Wright Lane is the great-grandniece of Orville and Wilbur Wright. She says anywhere she goes, her famous ancestors always get a warm response.
Japanese, Indonesian, German, the world recognition is huge. And sometimes I think because some of these things happen in our own backyard, we're not as aware of how it really has affected the world.
The park in Montgomery includes a steel sculpture of the 1903 Wright Flyer. It's bolted to the ground while cargo planes from Maxwell Gunner Air Force Base soar overhead. For people like Smithsonian curator Peter Jacob, that's the real tribute to the Wright brothers.
Well, they go back in 1903 and they built this glider and say, it's time to build the airplanes. So
back at the Smithsonian, Jacob walks away from today's tour group and out to a balcony overlooking another aircraft in the collection. It's a jet black rocket plane called the X-15. Jacob says it was built for NASA in the 1950s.
And we do a little talk once in a while where we compare the Wright Flyer and the X-15 and essentially say the X-15 is just a souped-up Wright Flyer because in terms of the fundamental way the airplane flies, it's embodied in the first airplane. So not only is the Wright airplane the first to get off the ground, but what's really important about it is that every airplane emerges from it.
And all that from two bicycle shop owners from Ohio who taught people to fly in Alabama. Pat Duggins, APR News, at the Smithsonian in Washington.